Frank and Marguerite Lichtenthaler remodeled the property as a camp in 1925. The brother and sister acquired a significant amount of property in Stowe, especially in the Notchbrook area during the 1920s and 1930s. Frank was a Cornell-trained chemist, and Marguerite, known locally as Doc, was a physician who practiced medicine in Massachusetts and later on in Stowe. They were among the early out-of-staters who came to the area to vacation during the summer and ski during the winter. The Lichtenthalers were raised in Reading, Pennsylvania, within the Moravian community. When they arrived in Stowe, nice accommodations were few in the area, and the Lichtenthalers saw definite commercial value in lodging the area's skiers and trail builders. Doc and her brother began construction and renovation of several buildings that would comprise a tourist camp named the Smuggler's Notch Attic and Barn. Doc continued to operate the inn with her friend, Helen Day Montaneri, through the post-war years, and maintained a quiet lifestyle, along with her success as a doctor and innkeeper. Throughout the 1950s and 60s, Doc continued to publish tourist brochures indicating a modest wilderness retreat, much in contrast to other modern ski resorts constructed in Stowe at the time. In 1973, the 23-acre parcel was purchased by Bill McSweeney and Father McSweeney from Emma Montaneri Gibbs, who was the daughter of Helen Day Montaneri. The property remained for sale for several years in the 1990s before it was acquired by the Stowe Land Trust in 2003.